Tito, 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by Key Bank. A 9-game road trip here for the Indians, and it begins tonight, first of three against the Minnesota Twins. And, Terry, you get a day off, so obviously everybody can catch their breath. You get a win. But now we've got some more changes coming. Tell us about Danny Salazar.
Well, with needing a starter, okay, we looked at everything. You know, we watched Carlos Carrasco. We talked to him. So we thought, okay, we can bump him back to Monday, and that'll allow him to catch his breath a little bit, then start his five-day cycle and pretty much go into the next start like a regular start. We can pitch TJ House tomorrow, and that kind of cuts in – or I'm sorry, we can move TJ back a day. If we pitch Danny Salazar – that doesn't give him 8 or 9 days off. And then moving forward, it kind of lines up pretty well, too. So we're trying to balance now the rest of the road trip, you know, not just rest, but who we're playing, things like that.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Is this one and done for Danny, or might he stay up here in the rotation?
No, I think the hope is that he stays in the rotation. Talked to Zach McAllister today, and, you know, trying to settle our bullpen down and have those innings there that, you know, that where a guy can maybe come in and pitch two innings, whether it's left or right-handed, and he fits that profile so well that, you know, I don't doubt that Zach's going to start at some point in his career because I think he has the ability to do that. I just think right now for where we are as a team, he's such a weapon in the bullpen that it's hard to not use that.
I mean, he could become your Wade Davis, your Luke Hochaver, couldn't he? He's got that kind of stuff, doesn't he, Terry?
I believe that. I really do. I think that his stuff plays up out of the bullpen. He can throw two pitches and he can get up because he can throw so hard. And he bounces back. He's real resilient. So I really think this has a chance to be really good, not just for him, but for our team.
Does Brian Shaw's start raise a red flag at all?
You know what? I wouldn't say that. I think it hasn't been, you know, he's not in midseason form. But I think a guy that's pitched as much as he has, you know, we want to get him to the point where he's throwing like he can throw. And then we'll take our chances. And, again, early on, it hasn't been quite as crisp as we've seen. But, again, man, you give a guy that has pitched that much, you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you got some good news. You've got him back in your lineup, Michael Brantley, at least tonight as a DH.
Yeah, and we talked extensively over the last couple of days. Because we have night game, day game, he was going to DH one of them. Although he doesn't want to do it, I think he understands that this is a good way to get him back into games. We can play him in left field tomorrow and hopefully keep him in there for a long time.
Terry, tonight you're going to manage for the first time ever against Paul Molitor. You guys were teammates. You, Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, some of the great players in Brewer history and really Major League Baseball history. You look back at that time together as players. I guess at that time you're never even thinking about managing, are you?
No, man, I was just trying to stay on the team. But the names you brought up, those are two, you know, when you talk about Molitor and Yount, being on a team with them because they were so special and the way they played the game. I used to tell people all the time, I said, you watch those guys hit a triple, man, it was like, you know, it was like art. I mean, the turns they made, the way they ran the bases, the way they saw the game. It's not surprising to me that a guy that has maybe just been an assistant can step into managing and the game's not going too fast because he always had the ability to see the game and you knew it was going slow for him.
You and Gardy managed against each other so much. You both knew each other so well. Does it change the game a little bit when you're going against a guy you've never seen manage before?
Well, not just that, but when there's maybe a younger team or have some youth, you know, along with that comes some, I think a lot of times, every time a guy manages for the first time, they want to be aggressive. That's everybody's nature. And then maybe when you start running it out, you might pull back a little bit. But they have been very aggressive early on. But again, they have some younger players also, so that's part of it too.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That is the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Twins on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.